Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Not to get crude, I've been real tootie lately.
I hope you do it here.
Not now.
Could
I don't know what
please?
It is. I get home in a moment.
You please just fart. A woman who just desperately wants someone to fart.
There's that thing.
Please fart.
There's a TikTok. He goes, me if I had the Infinity Gauntlet. He's like, everybody, far.
That old woman,
far.
Right now. That man far. Giving a lecture, far. Everybody, far.
It's so funny.
Dude.
He's holding his hands. Everybody, far. And he's got like a voice thing going.
I do wonder it's what it would sound like if everybody at once.
One more time.
It's going to happen a bunch.
I can't.
Shane's too built.
Stay
he's
in
bump
there.
It.
Stay in there.
Do you guys remember that thing on Instagram where they'd be like, guess the fart with their partners? No, the partner would do the fart noise with their mouth, and then their partner would do the
fart. And try to fart to
what?
Match
and try
it?
To fart to match it. To be like, how well you know your partner.
You're trying to guess what their fart's about.
But you're like, guess the fart, and then the girl goes, and then the guy's like, and she's like, oh,
holy
I got it
shit,
wrong. He's like, oh, you got it wrong.
See, that's what TikTok's for. Like, that is what TikTok's
I agree.
For. Oh, anyways, hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very wonderful guest with
we
us
have a,
here
We have
today.
A very wonderful guest.
We have a very wonderful guest, Damien Haas.
Damien the Strawberry Haas, as they call me. Hi, folks. Great to be here.
Hi,
love
Damien.
The show.
We realize this is the first time you've been back since you were host.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I hope I didn't scare you off.
No, I just was really busy.
Well, I'm so glad that you're back.
It's funny because I know we're doing the move right now, and my plan was, in between the move and like actually like getting into the new space, I wanted to like get extremely shredded just as a joke. So it goes from like uploaded videos as normal to this. That's not going well, but I did grow my hair real long.
Your hair looks great.
Your
Thanks.
Hair does look great.
I appreciate it.
I was saying during the move, because we didn't film for a few weeks there, and we're about to like not film as much stuff for the next while we're moving, of like, what if everybody pumped as much gear as possible?
Yeah.
Like, and we work out super hard. Everybody gets ripped, like disgustingly ripped. Like not where it looks good.
Oh, I would love that.
Where it's like
that.
Bad. And then we all learn Chinese. and we come back. We're all super buff and we just speak Chinese.
Oh.
And it's just like, what if we did that?
Oh, Shane. Oh, boy. This is a journal thought.
I started a little bit.
Like, what if we did that?
I would love to get super ripped. Remember those like bodybuilder women who are super tan and they are ripped?
My parents met like at a gym in like the 70s, 80s and they would like judge bodybuilding competitions. I think that's sort of how they both wanted to be at that time. It was wild.
That was
wow,
the thing.
So I should do that.
You want to be like the wife of Rex Kwon Do in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. What a reference.
I know. We watched it recently. You know.
Oh,
you
nice.
Did?
It's the best. It's...
What's the llama's name again?
Tina.
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 Tina Fowler, get the food.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
Oh, you didn't
John
hear?
John Heater? He's around.
He's around.
What do you mean?
He's
didn't hear what happened.
He's just a guy.
He's just around.
Just a guy doing
Nothing
stuff.
Bad happened to him, right?
Not that
Well,
I know.
Bench warmers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that wasn't a good one for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he's fine.
Anyways.
We got a wheel here today. I've wanted to get a wheel on to what?
You want to get your wheel on?
I want to get my wheel on.
Caveman Talk Show. Today we're joined by Wheel.
Wheel.
Okay.
let's explain the wheel. So we're at number 9. So this is a 1 through 10 scale, but the exclamation marks are wild.
Yeah, you get to choose if it lands on exclamation.
Yeah.
Basically, a few episodes ago, we did some fun wheel games. I said how I want to do Hot Take Roulette. It was a game that I pitched forever ago. But then we were also having fun of just like having it land on a number. You associate that with something, and then the other people guess what number you landed on.
Yeah, we did cartoon sounds. I didn't have as much fun doing that because I wasn't that good at it, but we still did it. And you guys will probably
try to figure it out.
All right.
Before this, we were spinning the wheel and seeing how gay we were.
Yeah.
Jonathan walked up and was like, "How gay am I?"
I'm
and it landed
shocked.
On it landed on one. So just so everybody knows, Jonathan is the straightest
canonically
straightest person at Smosh.
You're revealing this.
But then he asked, "How straight am I?" And he
landed on
again,
one.
And landed
on one. He is neither.
Right.
He doesn't.
He is really a sort of like a yin and yang of gay straight.
Yeah.
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 And you?
I landed on an 8, which means I'm the gayest one here.
Yeah.
And as the gayest one here,
yes.
Everybody please give me treats.
That's how
what
it works.
What kind of treats?
I don't know. What? I'm very new to the culture. What do we what do we like? Hey, if
figure,
you're gay, what, tell me what treats we like.
This out.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, we brought in the wheel just to have a little fun.
Just
it's
have a little
bigger
fun.
Bigger and better.
Yeah. No, this wheel is satisfying as hell.
It's like more improved.
I feel like with a lot of these wheels, if you spin them, you're worried you're going to like make them fall to the side. Here,
yeah.
It's sturdy. I feel like I could really spin this thing.
And it's fun. So if you're watching, you're going to know what number they landed on. You're going to get to see what they're trying to interpret. If you're listening, you have to just guess
you
what
just
number
guess.
It landed on.
Yeah.
And we're going to lie every time.
And we're going to lie to you.
We're going to be like, 4.
And that's how it goes.
3, you idiot.
Before we do that, though, Damien, how you doing?
Yeah, Damien, how's it been going? It's
been
a minute.
Yeah, how's it been going?
It's been, I got a couple good things going on. You know, a couple bummer things, too, but had a good announcement. I get to voice a character named Diego Brando in Steel Ball Run, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is a dream, because I love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
So cool.
Dude.
Thank you.
When you announced that, I was like, this is, you've done so many cool projects over the years, but I was like, being in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is crazy.
Thank you, my friend. That's a dream for
I
sure.
I saw fans saying that now Smosh is a JoJo reference. So
well, it already was because you dressed as Dio that one time.
That is true. So. For your funeral roast years ago, I dressed up as this character. Well,
kind of.
A version of like...
Wait, this?
Yes. No, that's Dio. That's Dio, who's like a immortal vampire crazy person.
This is Diego, who goes by Dio, and
oh
it's kind
God.
Of like a
it's
reset.
Rebooted.
A, bit, yeah.
a bit of a rebooted yeah. universe. This now takes place in the Wild West, kind of. I mean,
it's like
across
1890,
America.
I think.
Yeah.
Wild West? Or just city?
You'll see.
But
yeah, all across America.
But out of all the characters you could have voiced, you're voicing Dio.
I was really, or Diego, but yeah.
Diego, yeah.
But I was pretty...
Can you give us the voice real quick or no?
You'll just have to tune in to Netflix on March 19th for the premiere.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's already out by the time this airs.
Go back in time, silly.
I am currently trying to catch up. I'm almost done with Golden Wind.
Hell yeah.
Which is awesome.
But I don't think I know you want to. I don't think you have to have seen the other
It's a bit of an anthology.
Okay.
So yeah, this one's a bit of a reboot. But that was so that's a cool thing. Other major thing, I won't dwell on it too much, but my beloved cat, Zelda, passed away in December.
Oh,
which was
so sad.
You know, it was really hard and still is. But as of a week ago, it's been a few months now. As of a week ago, I adopted a new cat and have named him Tuppence.
Tuppence.
And he's my sweet little baby boy, and I still miss Zelda all the time, but it's nice to give a home to a new beast.
And you were like universally connected to this new cat, right? Didn't you say there was like something?
Yeah, I remember. So I woke up and like the rescue had like 2 minutes prior posted like, I used to call Zelda my little cow or like my little beef and this one was also a black and white cat and the post said something like, have you ever wanted a house cow? And I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Wow.
And then like they showed this cat like flopping down and it looked just like Zelda. And like when I went to go meet him 6 hours away in the Bay Area, he like Zelda couldn't really meow and this cat can't really meow. And I was just like, this is so like.
Oh, it's Zelda's spirit.
Yeah, very. It's a sweet situation. So,
sweet.
I'm really happy to have him.
Tuppence is such a Damien word.
Thank you.
Like, And it's a great word. It makes me think of Mary Poppins.
Cause yeah, like, it's top bag. Like a top
Poppins.
Tuppence.
Person.
I don't know where that came from, but I always used it as like a cat name and things. Apparently, people pointed this out on my post about it. I named the cat that we met in Baff Legacy Tuppence.
No way.
Which I did not realize. And people were like, it's a Smosh reference. I'm like, I guess it is.
Wow. Yeah. I just feel like, I can see it being a recurring word that you, because it just, it's of the sound of words that I feel like you throw around a lot. Tuppence, yeah.
You guys remember Baff Legacy?
I do.
I do remember.
Well, apparently not well enough. People had to point it out, but.
I mean,
we did a lot of episodes.
Oh my God.
And it was crazy.
We came up with a new character all the time.
It was so fun. The amount of people I've had come up to me at conventions to say like, oh, my friends and I found a copy of Betrayal Legacy because we wanted to, or like, you know, that was the first thing I saw in games. And because of that, like, we started playing games in our group. Like,
it's so wild.
I just remember Shane at one point, like, didn't get a turn in. And I swear to God, this man was just asleep sitting next to me in full character, just like this.
Oh, Baff Legacy has some of my favorite moments working at Smosh, and it also has some moments where I was just like, I think I'm going to die here. Because, like, that was where my luck, I was like, I think I'm starting to believe
your luck was so bad.
In luck and bad luck, because what's even crazier is, like, fans saw that I was really having bad luck with rolling. We did not show that there were times where we were like, let's just re-roll, and 10 minutes would go by.
It was
and we're
awful.
Like, I can't roll a good roll.
We
can't even fake it.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was insane. My characters were doomed. I was a doomed. It was much like JoJo. My bloodline was cursed.
But you, Shane, are a very like special type of performer. Where like, I know it was frustrating as a player of the game. As somebody like watching it back, doesn't matter because you're having so much fun with it, and you're still such a part of everything.
Because he's asleep and he's regaining his energy.
Some of my favorite moments are when people were doing nothing in the game. My favorite character Chance ever did was the bodyguard, and he literally was stuck outside the entire
He's securing
time.
The perimeter.
Yeah. Securing, oh man. Perimeter. If I would be shocked if any Smosh Mouth
The bodyguard
listeners...
is coming back.
Yes, he is coming back. Just so you know.
Just so you know. Musical.
I'd be shocked if any Smosh Mouth listeners have not watched Baff Legacy, but if you haven't watched it.
Oh my God.
You're in for a treat. It is so much fun.
I came up with so many toxic male characters. It was really fun for me.
Oh yeah.
Really enjoyable.
You're a little too good at it.
I was a little bit too good at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's my way of healing.
You and Angela, when you turn into men, nightmare.
Hot. What?
Nightmare.
I would argue Courtney as well with like a Dominic, where you're like Dominic's like suave, but a little bit like.
I would argue what's crazy about Dominic is he toxic?
I think Dominic started out toxic and now in his different iterations is more like, okay, that's just Dominic.
Like he's kind of sweet. He's actually kind of sweet.
Whereas like my guy and Angela's guys are just monsters.
Yeah, they were awful, yeah.
But would not trust them.
Cute as hell.
Except for Ketchum.
Invite them to a party.
Ketchum.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm into it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Brodo Bone Broth, baby.
Say that three times fast.
Brodo Bone Broth, baby. Brodo Bone Broth, baby. Brodo Bone Broth, baby.
Yeah, I asked for fast, but anyways. You did fine.
No, shut up.
Okay.
Keep going.
Brodo makes bone broths that are delicious enough to drink.
Wait, Shane, I'm new to bone broth. I thought you just cooked with it.
You can cook with it, or you can drink it. Each cup delivers whole food protein with collagen-building amino acids, electrolytes, and nutrients to support your gut, joints, and skin. Yeah. I like to incorporate it into my morning routine. It's a nice thing to drink maybe on my way to work or something. It's a nice way to like start off really healthy, feel good, get everything I need. Love it.
Imagine me like waking up and it's really chilly outside and I have a cup of Brodo bone broth and it's just curling up on a couch watching me on Smosh Mouth.
Well, I don't have to imagine, because I've been drinking the chicken bone broth with ginger and turmeric, and I watch myself on Smosh Mouth pretty much all the time.
I can't wait to explore the flavors. Mm.
Shop the best broth on the planet with Brodo. Head to brodo.com/smoshmouth for 20% off your first subscription order and use code smoshmouth for an additional $10 off. Once again, that's brodo.com/smoshmouth for 20% off your first subscription order and an additional $10 off if you use my promo code smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Brodo bone broth, baby.
Brodo bone broth, baby.
Whoa, we didn't do it right. Let's rank, let's give whatever number it lands on, that's our BAFTA legacy character.
What? Hold on.
Shut up.
I'm going to stop this.
Sorry.
Try again.
No.
You got to have something.
No. Whatever number it lands
spin
on.
It and then start talking
whatever number
shit.
It lands on, 1 through 10, 10 being the best, that's what BAFTA legacy character we get.
Thank you. I'm sorry for stopping it, but I was you got to have something.
I have something. It's awesome.
And it can't be one of your own.
Oh, shit.
Okay, fine.
Just kidding.
All right, that's a wild. That's... All right.
One.
Oh, okay.
I know mine.
This is what we think our worst...
BAFTA
legacy character
Not
was.
Ours.
Well, now it kind of has to
no,
be.
No, I think we should do our own because it's hard to recall. Out
fine.
Of out of our own, what we think our worst...
okay, I think
I know. I have two back to back there.
I know mine.
Yeah.
Mine's the Manson murderer girl with the long hair. It was just like, she had no POV,
mm-hmm.
no plot points.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, I'll do anything. I wanted to look like a Manson girl. That was my only thing.
You know what's crazy? Mine would also be the like 1960s, 1970s character. I forget his name, but like
I can't remember him.
I had a tough time finding the balance sometimes because a lot of that was like, you know, we're way better about it now on games where like people running it are going to be off camera. In that situation, it was kind of like I had to run the game and also keep folks on board while playing a character. So it was hard to find that play. So this guy especially, I'm like, he was trying to be like laid back and like
what
a little stonery.
Name?
Who even knows?
Oh, I don't remember a lot of the names. So, I just remember the vibes.
So like with him, it was like, okay, I've got to be like on it and run things, but also just like, I'm chill. Did not vibe
too
well.
Too hard.
In the 1910s, I think it was, I did like a Teddy Roosevelt character and I just couldn't find it. I was just like, I don't know what this guy is.
Don't remember that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
He wore blue.
It just kind of,
they all wore blue.
It just kind of was like fell flat. And I felt like in the 1960s, that's when I started doing my Aunt Carolyn type of character.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like.
Well, you did
was,
the Beatles guy.
No, the Beatles guy was 1700s. Remember? Because it was the revolution.
Yeah.
No, he was, Beetle Braun was probably my favorite. But
my favorite was your poet. I was like,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love your poet.
I mean, I love that after all the years, the most famous one is Atlas Whitmore.
Atlas Whitmore.
Oh, yeah.
My hot, hot wife.
Gotta get home away from all this seamen to my hot wife.
Atlas Whitmore.
I don't remember any of the games.
Wait.
That intro is legendary.
Wait. No. One of the best characters ever from Chance was Shelby. Shelby, take off your clothes, Shelby. Remember? Was it Whitmore?
Yes.
Was it, but like the old school Whitmore with like the thing where it's like, Shelby.
His line was insane.
Chance was,
if you guys
Chance
haven't
was
seen
on
that,
shine.
Like, this was literally God. When Chance and Angela first got on the channel.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we're going to do
kind
of months
intro.
Of filming BAFTA Legacy, which is essentially you're going from the 1700s to the
modern
it's
day.
It's crazy to think about when we first started doing it, I didn't know them that well.
Wow.
So when Angela named one of her characters Vacuum, I was like, I don't know what's going on. And nowadays, I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Catch him. Remember? Yeah. Catch him.
I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, and would let go of the bow every time.
Angela gets excited about props.
Oh, yeah.
She's a prop first character later.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so funny, Shane, because when you say like, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing with my Teddy Roosevelt, like at least you started with Teddy Roosevelt and we're like, we know the kind of vibe. With Ketchum, I'm like, what are you seeing?
Where are
in
you
your mind's
from?
Eye, what are you seeing?
And he had, like,
we all had a different like route because I would always pick a historical figure from the time kind of that I would base it off of, right? Because I remember I did Tom Sawyer, Teddy Roosevelt, Charlie Chaplin. Like I was finding the character from the era and then making a character out of it. And then Angela would just be like, oh, there's a twig over there. What's that character? And just base it off of that. And she'd find it.
It was, I just based it off of the O'Briens, an Irish guy. And then I just was like, who would this Irish guy's mom be or brother be or son be? And then I did a Girls Got Gout. My God.
You found it.
Anyways,
you know what?
That's
it happened.
Bath Legacy. That was 3 years ago.
It has to be four at this point. Five?
Four?
When we
probably
started.
Seven.
Probably
stop
7 years
saying
ago.
Saying that. No.
8 years.
Guys,
final
stop.
Offer. I'll turn this car
I'm
around.
I'm crazy.
And so am I. So that's how I've been.
Changing the subject, isn't it really funny that when Damien was on, we made fun of Jonathan for opening up Werther's Originals. And then a few weeks ago, you, Chance, and Angela were on the episode, and you decided to just eat candy throughout the whole episode.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did that.
No.
Is that why we had to move? We had ants?
Yeah. Yeah. We had so many ants. Hey, Angela brought the whole bowl of candy, and what was I going to do?
Wait, just from the reception desk?
Yeah.
Yes. Sarah
and you guys
was
chose,
like
suckers and
take
stuff.
Take that. Sarah was like, no, so don't take the whole bowl. And she's like, I'll bring it back.
In an hour after we filmed this podcast.
And she poured out all the candy. By the way, there was some crazy stuff in that bowl.
Sure.
Like candy that like
all the Milky Ways at the bottom.
100 years.
Milky Way was left?
The Milky Ways are always left.
No, those little worms that are like
The trolleys?
No, it was awful that we ate that much candy on microphone.
Yeah.
I guess I will. Yeah, that does track. I think Milky Ways are great.
Milky Ways.
You know what?
Milky Ways.
Let's do candy bars.
Okay.
One to ten. Or just candy in general.
Okay.
Rank it. I think it was Necco wafers.
For people who are only listening to this audio, that probably sounds fun. Or am I wrong?
Probably ASMR. Ooh, a four. Four is like, yeah, whatever. Not that good.
Okay, I got mine.
Okay.
Raisinets.
See, I love Raisinets, but I can see why it's a four for a lot of folks.
They're fun.
Like a six.
I could do without.
If we're talking like Halloween candy, I would say like a regular like little Hershey's, like fun size Hershey's bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a four. It's
fine. Yeah, that's a good four.
Yeah.
That's a good four. I can agree with that for sure.
What's your own though?
What's my own four?
Do you not eat candy?
I love candy.
I love candy.
Well, it's why he works out, so he can burn off all that
more
candy.
Oh my God, he just goes home and eats a bowl of candy.
So I need more candies.
I've been trying a thing lately, by the way. Like, Costco makes really good cookies, and that's like my kryptonite.
Naughty.
So instead of, trying to, you know, be a little healthier, what I do is I have one big meal per day, and then I have like two other medium to big size meals.
And then six cookies.
And then
that's
it. And I have like all. And then I only eat cookies.
And
then
so I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
but
I did grow my hair long.
I do not understand.
Damien,
what's
you're
happening.
Killing it. Okay,
you. You're killing it.
No, I think it's.
Have you ever had the Costco cake?
Costco
no.
cake.
Oof.
Costco food is just so good.
A massive
I don't know how
chocolate cake at
I don't
Costco.
Know how they're doing it.
See, naughty danger.
Chocolate cake for me would be like a three. Shane, what's your four?
Oh, he
I would go with, you know what, it's I'm going to put it there. It is probably better than this, but I would say like a payday. Just because they're just not what I'm going to go
canceled?
For. Were paydays canceled? Weren't those canceled? That's such a funny thing to say about mundane
weren't
things.
Weren't those canceled?
Hey, if brands can tweet like they're people, they can get canceled
they
too.
They can get canceled.
Like, yeah.
Sorry.
Payday, you can't say that about anybody.
Payday, do not like your opinions on Jim Carrey. You're canceled.
Guys, I can't handle the Jim Carrey
stuff. It's already been
it's already
for like
over.
A month.
He got work done. Let it be.
I'm so curious what the actual revelation will be by the time this airs.
I know. Like, what if we find out
he has in interviews been like, oh, I have a stand-in, go in and get awards for me. But I think he was joking.
I think the problem is that I never was up to date on any of the Jim Carrey stuff, right? I think the problem is he is of our current era the closest to an Andy Kaufman of like, would he send someone in a Jim Carrey mask to a red carpet to pretend to be him. I'm like, Jim Carrey would maybe do that.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, but people were getting into the weeds of like, he's a clone. And I was like, no, I get if we think that Jim Carrey's doing a bit.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I'm not going to follow you.
No.
Like, and I also don't care enough. Like,
there's only one clone. It was that sheep forever ago.
Dolly.
What is her name? Dolly.
I've seen her.
What?
Isn't she? Because I went to the museum in the in Scotland.
Oh, she's stuffed, right?
Yeah.
She's not real.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you saw her in the museum.
Yeah. I wasn't just like in the museum, just
Dolly!
Like, oh my God, Dolly's just like, always nice to meet a fan. Hi.
Dolly.
Hi. Yeah, no, I think he would have a stand. My, this feels so parasocial because it is, because I don't know Jim Carrey. I don't know him at all. But just from what I've seen from him in interviews over so many years, he seems to be the type that's just like, nope, everything's poison. I don't want to like touch anything that's weird. Like I'm, you know, I'm trying to live my life and just be pure. And so for like, he didn't, the look that he had wasn't like, oh, he got a little work done. That was like, you're on facelift number 9.
Yeah.
And people are like, uh-oh, you got to stop. Yeah. So
he got like, you know, big cheeks and...
Yeah, which didn't line up with what I'd seen before. So I think that's why people were like, there's got to be something. But if anything, I'm like, yeah, someone could have a stand-in or maybe
it
worked on.
It just felt like a sequel to people saying that Avril Lavigne died and she's been replaced by a clone.
Isn't it crazy?
Oh, my God.
Like,
that was years ago.
How many conspiracy theories have been semi-confirmed at this point where we're just like, well, shit, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, that
could be. But she's real.
But she's real.
I do the wheel. Avril Lavigne songs.
I realized, so I want to play Hot Take Roulette and other games, but the problem is we can't see what number it lands on. But the wheel is so
big. You can shut your eyes.
There. I know, but then I guess.
Oh yeah, so
maybe it lands on a number and then spin it a couple more, like spin it again.
So we're doing it sort of like that warm-up game that we play, where it's like I'll give you a category like breakfast foods, and then you are trying to get me to guess that you guys are giving something at like a 2.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, like
like a hot
instant
take.
Eggs.
That's
like,
let's do that first.
Or 2.
It's the easy version,
that's
but I'm
like
trying to think of how do we hide the wheel once we've landed on
just
something.
Just change it. Yeah.
Just spin it again.
Just rustle it around.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Shane.
Okay. I'll pick the categories for you guys.
Okay.
Yes.
So it'll be 1 through 10, and if it's wild, spin it again, or spin it to one of the near numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
And then all right. Go ahead.
When we have you close your eyes, we're also going to have you like close your ears so that we can like whisper it to them.
I'll pick the topics for you guys. Actually, okay. Let's start off with something simple. Fruits.
Wow.
Fruits. Okay, we're going to spin it now?
Yeah.
I gave it a good one, so he'd be like that for a while. So, Amanda, tell me about a painful memory from childhood.
Oh, man.
You can hear.
I can barely hear.
I got my period. You know, 7. It was awful.
Okay, so now I'm going to just...
Just put it on.
No,
this.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, you can open your eyes and your ears. Oh, you heard that.
Oh, so you heard that.
It's impossible to not hear.
Mm.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You said fruit?
Yeah, fruit.
And we both know what the number is.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Fruit. I'm going to say like a strawberry.
Whoa, Damien's strawberry Haas.
That's a good callback.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say a clementine.
Okay.
Ooh.
Throwing out weird shit.
What?
Clementine is like a cutie.
It's
right.
Like a cutie.
Oh, okay.
You didn't.
So this is, I would go with, I'd go with an 8.
Is that your final answer?
Because those are really good.
Oh, I'll give a second one.
A strawberry is great.
I'll give a second one.
Strawberries. And those
second one.
And those clementines are very convenient and nice.
A Bartlett pear.
Oh, so cute.
Okay.
Okay.
We named all the fruits,
and then we're out of
fruits.
Oh
my God, we're done. Green grapes.
Green grapes. That feels a little lower, maybe, but still good. I'm going to lower it down to, I'm going to say a 7. 7 final answer. Boom.
That's
Yay!
It.
Nice.
You did it.
That was really, really good.
Strawberry is too good to be a 7.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Strawberries.
But green grapes.
Green grapes are good.
They're good, but they're not the
they're
top.
They're kind of whatever.
They're fine.
And the problem with them is if you're eating a fruit bowl and you have a fork and you're eating that, the green grape dodges well, every. It's like nope. That's... Ha-ha! Like,
why?
Not get me.
No, you can't eat it with a fork.
Especially well, like a plastic fork if it's like part of a little fruit cup.
Yeah, but the problem is you have a plastic fork, you're eating a little fruit cup, and then you get to the grapes, and it's like, all right, I guess I'll throw the fork away and grab you.
What are you guys ordering?
Well, I'm saying
you have to do it on a plane so that you just have a whole bunch of grapes, and then you're like, can you feed it to me? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Smoshmouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode of Smoshmouth is sponsored by MeUndies. I know when I'm looking for underwear, I want to find the right underwear that fits my body type. I don't want it riding up, you know?
Oh, I know. I want to be cradled and cared for.
Emotionally or physically?
All the above. That's why I wear MeUndies. The fabric is ultra-soft modal, which breathes when I'm working out or when I'm sitting here all day hosting. With more than 30 million pairs sold and 90,000 five-star reviews, this is why I made the switch. It's truly like air. Like, it is the softest underwear. You'll be walking around and I'll forget that I'm wearing it. I'm like, uh-oh, am I going commando right now? No, MeUndies.
Oh, when you were saying cradled, you meant you were talking about your balls.
What? What did you say?
Your balls.
What? I can't hear
you. You were talking about your balls.
Oh, my balls. Yes. Right now, as a listener of my show, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/Smoshmouth. Promo code Smoshmouth. That's 20% off plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/Smoshmouth. Promo code Smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go back to the show.
Let's do the show.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Me.
All right. What's the category? Any category you want. Anything. Any.
Horror movies.
Horror movies. Solid.
Horror movies.
Okay. Done. Solid.
From any time.
All right. Spin that, baby. This is gonna be good.
This is gonna be real good.
Ooh, do we think? I'll whisper it into my mic. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn, dude.
Oh.
10.
All right, we're going to adjust now.
Okay, open your eyes and ears.
Woo!
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay.
Horror movies.
Now, are we going personal ratings? Or are we going like, no, this is like popular opinion? Which would you prefer?
Popular opinion.
Mm. Okay.
That would be more helpful.
Okay, popular opinion, I know.
Yeah, I've got... You go for it.
Exorcist.
Mm. I'm going to say Alien.
Class.
Clat.
I know, I guess
I
it's a little
fully
divisive.
You don't consider it.
It is a horror movie. It is considered
it's
horror.
It's a scary movie.
It's
sci-fi horror. Yeah, it's great. Keep it.
Then in which case, I'll say...
No, keep it.
Okay.
We'll do a second round.
Okay, great.
So let me give my... Okay, Exorcist, Alien. So those feel like classic, solid. Like when you talk about people, like, yeah, of course. But do I think that they're the best? No. But I think that they're up there. So I want to give this like a 9 or an 8. Okay, give me another one. Oh, God. Or maybe you guys think it's boring. Whatever.
I'll go with Psycho.
Yeah. I'm going to say Hereditary.
This is tough because I hated Hereditary.
So I'm not going to say that one, probably. What I'd probably say instead is just like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, so many classic ones, which are like the base of most horror movies, which is awesome. But I don't think that they're still a 10. But then I'm like, well, what's above The Exorcist? Because The Exorcist is amazing. I'm going to stick with 9. Final answer.
It was 10.
It was 10.
Oh,
what would you consider a 10?
What would
honestly,
because if Exorcist is
honestly,
not a 10.
Honestly, I would talk to me. If you said, like, talk to me, if you said something that you were like, holy shit.
But that's personal faves. You said
specifically public opinion.
Public opinion.
But talk to me is a public opinion. Hell yeah.
I think talk to me is probably a public opinion 8 or 9.
I thought it was great.
I loved talk to me.
Okay.
Hereditary is my...
I set myself up for failure. Yeah.
Damn, Amanda.
Because we were listing what would be in the top 5
all-time horror movies.
Psycho, Exorcist, Alien.
And that would be the top. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
But if you said Sixth Sense, I would have said 10.
Oh.
I don't consider that a horror movie.
Okay,
that's a drama.
So this
to
is
me.
The issue. Yeah. This is the issue.
Yeah. It turns out that guy's Bruce Willis the whole time.
Which is shocking.
Did Tommy ever tell you that his mom completely spoiled that ending?
No, I saw that on a Spanish video.
51st Dates.
It's very funny to me.
Spoiled that movie for me.
Did you know what I realized? My son's name is Cole. That boy's name is Cole.
The boy from AI.
Yeah. Oh my God, that movie was horrendous. The Jude Law. All right, you're up, Damien.
What's your category?
Movies that you could have on VHS.
Oh.
So it has to be like from that era.
Oh, I love that. Oh, this is right up Amanda's alley.
Great.
All right, spin it.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one. Movies that you could have on VHS.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So
I already know. Oh, shit.
3.
Okay, spin it again a little bit.
Am I good?
No.
Yeah. You're good. You're good.
Okay. You're good.
Okay. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Indian in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I don't know where to go with that. Okay.
Well, I had it on VHS and you had like a little. You had a key. It came with a key.
Yeah.
They played it in elementary school.
It did.
All I remember from that movie is like, I remember watching it in elementary school when it's like the teacher is, you know, hungover kind of day.
Yeah.
And like, he makes some like corned beef from a can for the guy in the cupboard. And he's just like, the guy goes like, you cook this. Women cook. You are a woman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that's the kind of movie, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in that movie.
I'm going to say Mars Attacks, but it's your family taped it, so there's some commercials and they're missing some of the end.
Oh, damn. Okay, here's the deal. That movie had me at like a 3. Mars Attacks is great, but you're like missing the end. There's commercials. So I'm going to put that at, I'm going to say 4.
Should we do a second round?
Yeah, do a second round.
Okay. Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid, the anime version.
Oh.
Well, no.
The anime version? The animated version? So not Little Mermaid.
It is Little Mermaid.
Animated, not anime?
It's anime. And then it's Hans Christian Andersen, and it's very confusing. It was in my house. My grandmother got it for us.
Whoa.
Your grandmother, the anime connoisseur.
She's the one who introduced me to Star Wars.
Have you never seen Devilman? It's great.
I don't know why. Maybe that's not going to help you, actually.
It sure didn't, but that's okay. I don't know if I put that above or below a 4.
No, it didn't.
Okay. You go.
I'll go with, oh, shit. This is tough. I think it's tough because when I was a kid, we only had straight up bangers on VHS.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now you're.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think.
That's what I'm saying.
But you've been to a Blockbuster and looked down the aisles and been like, ugh.
Yeah. Like, true. true. Yeah, for sure. I'll go with like Mortal Kombat 2.
Okay, I'll go up home video of my sister's dance recital, but she's in it for 5 minutes and the video's 4 hours long.
Oh, that knocked it down to a 2. Is it 2? Is it 3?
It was 3.
It's 3.
Damn it, that was too strong. No, it's okay.
It's too hard because all my VHSs were bangers.
I'm trying to think. I was like, God, it's hard for me to think about bad movies from that era.
I guess I didn't really think about bad stuff. I was just like,
we got a tough 3 is a tough number.
3 is a tough,
tough one. But to be honest with you, I started with what you said the first thing.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a 3 for sure. And then Mars Attacks, I was like, oh, great.
So I did well.
Oh.
You did pretty good.
Yeah.
You did pretty good.
And then I was like, oh my God, Fantasia is my favorite VHS. And I was like, but Fantasia's a 10.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I was thinking about Fantasia. Fantasia's a 10.
10.
I missed the like sensory feeling of those like blister box yes. style.
Oh
like
my God. The...
I was at a thrift store recently. They had a ton
those are awesome.
Of those.
Hell yeah.
So good.
Coming soon to Disney God. VHS.
Every time we would go to this place called Video Mania, and my dad would bring us every Friday, and we would pick the same movie, and he's like, you girls want anything else? And it was always Ace Ventura. Every single Friday.
That's a good rewatch, though.
Every single Friday, because that was like our thing. He would get home from work, and we'd go to Video Mania together and get pizza.
It's such a different era of, like, because I remember going to rent movies, but also renting video games.
Yes.
And I would rent Super Smash Bros. For N64 over and over and over until I definitely spent more money renting it.
Yeah.
Than just buying the game.
Mm-hmm.
One cool like life hack I found was going to Blockbuster, and if they were out of a game, like they would give you a voucher to rent it for free later, or like some other game if they were out still. So I think it was Mario Sunshine and Star Fox Legends at the same time came out, and they were just completely gone. And I was just like, "Hi, once again, checking if you have Mario Sunshine. You don't. I'll be seeing you next week."
Yeah,
like, so fun.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another game I want to play with this wheel.
Okay. Please.
And this one, two people will close their eyes and ears.
What?
Well, one person hits doesn't. Them. So I want to think of scenarios, or we can do variations on this. But I was thinking, okay, maybe this one's actually one person closes their eyes and ears. The scenario is one of you made us dinner, and on a scale of the other two are trying to,
If you make me close my eyes, I'm going to kill you. One of you made us dinner and you only wore like a pants.
No.
Had your boobs out.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're at a topless dinner.
All right.
And you thought I said tapas. And
Amanda, you will close your eyes and ears. You made us dinner. And the scale of 1 to 10 is how good or bad it was.
Uh-huh.
And how we're trying to play it off like it was great.
So
no matter what. You have to guess
how the dinner was.
How good or bad it actually
was.
That's so
fun.
One being horrible, and we're trying to play it off like, no, it was good.
Okay.
10 being it was actually great, and we had a great time. So you're going to try to, but we're going to try to be polite about it. And that's the scenario.
So dumb.
All right.
This is so fun.
Let's spin it. It just spins forever. Oh, it's picking steam back up. Oh no.
Exclamation mark.
Okay. Just move it over. No, move it over. Oh my God. Any of them are funny. Oh God.
One.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, Amanda, open your eyes. Okay, so.
Are you okay? It felt like you were sick.
No, I'm fine. All right, so we have just gotten done with dinner, and you are asking us how, because you cooked for us, and you're asking us how good it was.
I thought Amanda was opening her eyes into the scene.
Oh, so sorry.
No,
I am opening my eyes into the scene. So you boys like your dinner? Peas? And potatoes, and those little wiener hot dogs that I sliced the long way. Oh, you guys feel like you're about to throw up.
It was very good, Mrs. Commanderson. Thank you for having me over.
Oh my God, you feel like you're drugged up.
It was great.
Oh my God, are you holding in a fart or a throw up?
Excuse me, Miss Commanderson, where is your restroom, and do you have a bucket as well?
Can I use the restroom first?
Can I please back and forth forever use the bucket?
My last name is Commanderson?
Yeah.
Well, being a part of the military for a long time, we have buckets everywhere because that's what happens when you have been shot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it seems like this is the one. Yeah, it seems like you guys want a diarrhea and vomit at the same time. I guess those wieners were too much for you boys, huh?
What happened here?
Hey, look, I'll defend a minute. You gave her a character.
I said you made us dinner, and that
And Amanda didn't want to make you dinner. This Mrs. Commanderson did. Am I right with what?
I feel like she's Mr. Grubbs' soulmate.
Yeah, she's just like, where were you?
Boys, you going to eat those wieners or are we going to have to feed them to the dog?
Boys, I'm giving the dogs the rest of your wieners. Say ah if you want to finish them.
Hey, these sausages came all the way from Vienna. Now you're going to eat them up and you're going to like them.
Why'd you turn it towards you if it's not even on one?
I didn't mean to.
Okay, so I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you guys played that pretty well. Like, all right. Grow up city.
I feel like one was pretty easy.
Why don't you guys... Oh. Okay. You both will close your eyes and ears and we'll spin it. And whatever number it lands on is how it'll, and we'll pretend it's a job interview.
Okay.
And whatever number it lands on is how bad I have to pee.
And who's interviewing who?
You guys are interviewing me.
Oh.
But then you'll, at the end, you'll guess how bad
I have
to pee.
Are we interviewing you for which?
A job, whatever job.
Okay, we're casting directors.
We're casting directors.
Yeah.
Interviewing for a new electrician. No, I'm kidding.
What? All right. Casting directors interviewing for the new door guy.
Yeah. But he needs to be able to act.
So.
All right. So spin it.
And so I'll, we shut our eyes?
You shut your eyes.
Oh, okay.
And spin
okay.
it. And then I'll move it before it. You guys open your eyes. Okay. This is how bad I have to piss.
Six.
All right. So I'm just sitting down and open your eyes.
Thank you so much for coming in, for Doorman.
Mm-hmm.
Bartholomew and I will be interviewing you.
Great.
Do you have a resume or headshot with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need a headshot for all the security doorman.
Yeah.
Not just the actors. We need to know that you're beautiful.
Right.
Hmm. Nice boots.
It says here you trained with Margaret Anderson's door company. What was that like?
Oh
yeah.
Fun.
She has a lot of doors and you know, we'd kind of work through different type of door techniques every week. Mm. It was an intensive. It was a 6-week intensive and she passed me. I could have moved on to door intermediate, but I just didn't want to. Mm. So.
Did you hurt your leg?
No.
In an accident?
No, I mean it's you know, I just haven't been stretching much.
Do you want a glass of water?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Oh, thank okay.
you. Do you mind if I eat my stained Tupperware spaghetti while we interview you?
Bartholomew, you don't need to ask his permission. You gave him my permission.
I'm just letting him know what my space work was.
I just became Mrs. Commanderson. All right. So
we're looking for someone who disappears in their role, like
right,
like my partner does.
Uh huh.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Can I poke your tummy?
You may not poke my tummy.
Well, a part of the interview process is us poking your tummy.
That feels more like a doctor's exam.
Well, I feel like when people come
I'm
up and
to open doors.
Yeah, but when people come up and want to get in the building, and you say no, they're gonna go
they're
listen
gonna
here, Buster, and they're gonna be eye level to your belly button. They're gonna be like, listen here, Buster.
Yeah.
Do you know who I think I am?
I don't. Trust you.
Feels like a six or a seven.
I was gonna say six.
It's a six.
Yeah.
What?
That's I knew from when I said, can I poke your tummy? And you said, no, he was a six.
That's what,
by the way, how is your stained Tupperware spaghetti going?
We were casting.
There is nothing better than someone bringing out the nastiest Tupperware full of spaghetti.
It's always when you're auditioning, you're like, oh, I prepared for this as best I could. I got a parking ticket even trying to be here. And they just start eating lunch and they're not even fucking looking
at you. It's so true. God damn.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this. Okay. I want to play.
I feel like I'm supposed to. Oh, yeah. Neither of us can guess
whatever,
the numbers.
It can be whatever you want.
What's the scenario?
It can be any scenario you want.
You two are both doctors/medical professionals.
Of course.
I want to. You're having a hard time telling me, like, exactly what the news is for my test results.
Oh.
And one being. It's bad news. 10 being, you know, obviously incredible news.
You have us telling you horrible news.
Maybe. Or
horrible
great news.
Medical
great.
News.
I'm going to be like, I'm just going to, I just want to suss out how bad my test results were before you actually tell me what they are.
So wait, so we are spinning it and you're not?
Yeah. Then.
Okay. We are doctors giving you test results.
Yes.
One being, One being horrible news.
Yeah.
10 being you're the healthiest
this
man.
This is so fun
ever.
And not triggering for anybody. Let's do this.
That's yeah, actually good point. Is this okay?
I was going to do something like a silly version of it, but maybe it's
what if I talk like this?
What do I make it silly?
I can't wait to get my test results. Oh boy.
I think let's do it. Let's commit to
okay.
it.
Let's do it. Well, we're not going to do real world shit. Like
you're
you
not.
Know, the we're doctors, but
plug your ears. You might know what it sounds like when it lands on something.
Be doctors without boundaries.
Yeah. Doctors without borders.
This is the pit.
Six.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Adjust the
O'Reilly. Okay, stop.
Okay. Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, it's me.
Wow.
Mr. Anderson?
Well, gosh, it's going to be a while till I'm a real mister. I'm 8 years old. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, this makes it so much more.
Okay,
do I get my lollipop
you're
now?
You're a child.
Yes. Yeah. Here's your lollipop.
Oh, boy. It's comically large, and my spinny propeller cap works with a tooth.
Oh, it's so hey. Fun.
Well,
that you came over here without your parents.
Well, after we looked at everything, little.
Yeah.
And,
all right. How's everything looking? Will I be able to play baseball in the summer?
Yeah. You know what? I think if you took this summer off, next summer, you will definitely be able to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
We're sorry to say you do not qualify for the Army.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not even for drafts during wartime.
Sorry, yeah. You're not.
And
not
you
know,
will
there.
Need to wear a little cushion on your foot.
Oh, that's good. They call me the old soft shoe for a reason. Ha cha cha cha.
This kid.
I always
has,
wanted to
be
a dancer.
This kid has a lot going on.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed. He's all right.
Oh, he drove here.
He drove here. Well, it is 1940.
Yeah.
Well, my dad said he was too drunk to drive, and my mom has been.
And remember, it's 1940.
Dead for years. Okay. So I drove myself.
Well,
whenever you get yourself to baseball practice, uh-huh. you can play, you know, next year because we just need to let that thing on your foot heal.
I know I said I was eight. I'm feeling like more like I'm five.
Just rub some dirt on it and you're probably all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe four?
Oh. Oh. So. Oh.
Wait, actually.
You're doing better than that.
I think I'm like a six.
There you go, kid. Get on
buddy.
Out of here.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm so sorry to hear about your dad.
It's okay. He drinks.
Yeah.
And that's 1940 for you.
No, I got 1940. That. Okay,
he
you're
says,
fine.
He just says Franz Ferdinand's going to live forever.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Shopify. Do you remember when we started Smosh Mouth? We had a lot to figure out. We really didn't have our flow yet.
Oh, yeah. Decisions about the set, the logo, what to talk about. Look at us now.
We are crushing it. But imagine starting over again and trying to find an e-commerce platform that works for you and all the decisions you have to make.
That sounds really stressful.
It doesn't have to be, which is why for millions of businesses, they use Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Allbirds, Rare Beauty, Chamberlain Coffee, to brands just getting started.
What if we started a business together? We could sell tabletop versions of the spin wheel so people at home could play along with the game.
With Shopify, you can easily get the word out. It's like you have a marketing team behind you. You can create email and social media campaigns. And if you're feeling stuck or confused, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond.
I get it. Just be my business partner already and we can use Shopify together.
Yeah, we can offline later. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/smosh. Go to shopify.com/smosh. That's shopify.com/smosh.
Let me try.
Doesn't work for you.
No, it doesn't.
Back to the show.
Should be my business partner. It worked for you again. Here's mine. I just got a spray tan.
Oh, and okay? This is how bad it is?
And I just walked in. 10 being awful. 1 being... No, wait. No, 10 being great. 1 being awful.
This is horrendous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. So 10 being the best. 10 being, 1 being the worst.
10 being... you, amazing.
Who are we to you?
I think it's just... This is us as ourselves.
Okay. Oh, Amanda did. Amanda got this.
6.
I'm going to spin it again.
Spin it again. Not good enough for our taste.
Exclamation mark.
Spit it again. It just really wants to be there. You gotta be kidding me.
5.
All right. Fine. Come on in, Amanda. Amanda.
From work? Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's you.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Hey.
You got a nice little...
What?
Nice little bronze going.
Oh. Huh? Oh, my God.
That's super cool. Did you have
I was just walking outside for a little bit.
Nice.
It picks up on you fast. You got, like, a wedding to go to, or...?
Oh, it's just, like, I was outside for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Ah, God, that must be nice.
I'm kidding. I'm so sorry. It's, like, kind of embarrassing, but I got a spray.
That's cool. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm going to my mom's wedding to her second husband.
That's cool.
Oh, damn. So
yeah.
Your mom's off the market again, huh?
Yeah, she's off the market. I'm wearing light pink, so.
Okay.
And it's winter.
It'll be a nice little contrast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Anyway, so for Smoshmouth today, I was thinking we have this wheel and we could play with that and stuff. So.
What if we get 3 more and then go vroom and we can play
that's
cars?
True. We could just we do, play cars. Do it in a car. What do you think?
I feel like I'm thinking like an 8 or a 9.
You really think this is how I would react if you got an amazing spray tan?
Well, you guys are looking at me dead in the face.
I always do.
Yeah. So,
I talked to HR and I'm allowed to do that now. And you can't tell me not to.
Enough time has passed.
So, like, what do you guys think? I wore white, so it got a little bit on there, but
I can see a little bit came off, but it's not too noticeable.
Yeah, I know.
Think it's like, I think it works.
Fine.
It works.
It's fine. I don't, yeah.
So it's like a 5.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow. So you guys don't give a fucking
pit. No, it's 5.
A
so
five
it's like,
is
like
a 5 is it's fine.
It's fine.
It's there.
It works.
I barely notice.
Fake friends.
That's fake friends. No, seriously, I was like, wow, this must be.
How
the
do
best.
I play off a 5?
Yeah.
You would go,
the point of a
whoa, you got a little bit tan, huh? Oh.
If it was
that's
a 5,
what I did.
That's pretty good.
That's what I literally did. Amanda, I went, oh, you got
a
really
five,
bronze.
A like,
Selena like, gets me.
A 5 in my eyes is it's not really noticeable. A 10 is, oh my gosh, wow, I can see you got
oh,
a 10.
See,
it's
a
amazing.
Five is like,
a 1 is, oh, that's bad. And
a 5 is like,
Oh, see, I was seeing 5 as being like, I just am like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like,
but
5
you guys
is like
noticed.
Average.
You asked if I was going to a wedding.
Yeah, but I wasn't like,
you
oh my God, Amanda. I wasn't like, oh my God, are you going to a wedding? I was like, oh yeah, you are you going to like a
Look
wedding
at
or
these
something?
Guys
like
just fighting for their lives right now.
And we're winning.
They hate it.
Okay.
So I'm not dead yet.
Fine, guys.
I got mine.
You
okay.
did well.
I've got mine. All right. The scenario is we're all hanging out and the scale of 1 to 10 is how much I want to show you the pilot for Frasier.
I've already seen it.
Okay, what's a
No, I'm just kidding. Frasier's perfect.
I really want to show you guys an episode of
okay,
Frasier.
Okay, so you're spinning it and we're shutting our eyes?
And yeah, a scale of 1 to 10 is how much I want to show you this episode
okay,
of Frasier.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So we have to close our ears and eyes.
Yeah.
I've been doing it really hard as kind of a joke. I should really stop doing that.
You're
there's a lot of
a headache.
There's a lot of there's a lot of dead air in this here episode that is audio only for a lot of people.
9. People are like, what's going on?
I close my
okay.
ears.
All right. And we're hanging out.
Yeah, so that's how come I learned what different kinds of pastries are.
That's so cool.
That's so fun. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
thank
so you. Tried them all.
Yeah, very full.
I want to say it's so fun just like hanging out, you know, like outside of work. It's just really a really great time.
That wedding I went to was fun.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been thinking about it a lot. Your tan was really nice.
Oh, really that's so interesting because my mom said she could have done without it.
Yeah, well, what? She's on husband number two, so.
Yeah, so.
Oh, burn, sweetie.
Yes, yeah, so take burn. That. That's crazy. That reminds me, there's an episode of Frasier where they're at a wedding, and it's like a second wedding situation. It's so good. It's so much like this.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, my God. It's like the best episode.
I haven't seen Frasier in like years.
You haven't watched it? It's
been a while.
It holds up.
Is it on any streaming services?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hear they've got March 19th, Steel Ball Run is going to premiere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not yet, but they have all of Frasier on
there.
It's
like a really old show.
Oh, but it holds up so well.
Does it?
It holds up really well.
Because they did a reboot.
No. We should watch this episode. We should watch this episode.
I think Jason Alexander is so funny. And
oh, that you're thinking
oh,
of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Oh, shoot.
Not as good. What am I? Actually, you look back, Frasier is the sitcom of that era.
Frasier is like in Seattle.
It's Kelsey Grammer. It's in Seattle, and he's a psychiatrist. But it's like it's all about family dynamics and stuff.
Sorry,
it's really
Spencer
great.
Grammer's dad is an actor.
Kelsey, he didn't say Spencer Grammer. He said Kelsey Grammer.
I know.
Grammer?
Yeah, Spencer Grammer's dad. He's
whatever gets you excited. Yeah, it's like that's we should
feels
watch
like
it.
Feels like this could be like an 8.
I feel like a 9.
I
think he's a 9 right here.
Oh, he wants to find the clicker because you want to watch it right now.
We could watch it right now. I mean, it's like half an hour.
Or we couldn't.
Yeah, but it's half an hour. We could watch it while
is this like
a 10?
What if I say I don't want to watch it right now?
And I hand you this ball peen hammer. What would you do?
Yeah, whatever that is.
You can leave. We can watch Frasier.
Wow. This is a 10?
This is a 10.
It feels like a 9, though.
I was going to say it was a 9, but then Shane didn't say anything.
It is a 9.
Oh, I knew it. It wasn't a 10 because he let us chat in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Frothing.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how much you want something, I still try to hold back.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
It was a 9.
Very fun. Very
yeah.
fun.
Spencer Grammer is the voice of Morty's sister in Rick and Morty, and that's the daughter of Kelsey Grammer.
No way. Yeah. That's funny.
Thank you. I just wanted to say something absurd, as though I've never heard of Kelsey Grammer, so that you would get maybe pissed.
This is a 10.
This is a 10? Yeah.
Now in our real life, we're going to be like, oh, this is a 5.
It's a 5.
I've got one. But I have to shout out a TikTok creator, and I don't remember their name right now, so I have to get it to Selena to put on the screen. But they did a sketch about a guy on the Oregon Trail trying to hide that he has dysentery from everyone.
Oh, that's so good.
So I have some kind of... So shout out to them. I have some kind of Oregon Trail-related disease
and
that I'm trying to hide from you.
You are so medical right now, and
one,
I love it.
When 1 through 10 is like how obvious it is and how bad is it is. Like
okay.
10... So, 10 being, 10 being so obvious, I'm dying. 1 is like, nothing's really wrong with
okay.
me. Okay. Cool.
10 is okay. obvious. Okay.
All right. Spin it. Or wait.
Wait, no, I have to. You guys close your eyes.
We're doing this. We're closing our
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, you guys
and ears.
Close your
All
eyes.
All right. All right. Let's see. Our audio listeners are like, well, I guess I'll enjoy the silence for a bit.
Oh, Depeche Mode, yeah.
Okay.
7.
Keep your eyes closed for like one more second. Okay, cool. You guys go for it.
All right. All right.
All right.
Now we've been gathering firewood for the past couple days, and Jeb, you...
Jeb, you're sweating like a pig.
It's because all the firewood that I gathered, it's hot, and it will be hot when we burn it, and I feel a little steamed up.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fine. It'll pass.
Oregon is a hot place.
Yeah, it is. It is hot. I mean, I will say it's been a bit of a breeze today.
Yeah. And Nancy and JoJo, the two children, they're out back getting some wood.
Well, and they're not sweating up. They're not sweating.
They're actually dry as a dry.
Let's talk about them for a bit.
Let's talk about them. They're never coming to the scene, but let's talk about them.
Well, I'll be honest with you too. I seem to have had an encounter with a legless animal of some kind, and it yelled at my leg real close. So I'm just gonna try to sleep it off for a little bit, and everything's fine.
Jeb, don't close your eyes.
I would never do that.
Sounds like you're talking to someone that's not there.
Oh no, the legless animal was very real. Long, too.
Jeb, I think you...
Jeb?
This does not sound so good.
Look, I'm up walking around. If I was not feeling well, could I dance like I am right now?
Oh, my God. He's past the point. You know when people are about to
barely
die,
shuffling
they
back
get
and
up
forth.
And they dance?
I think this is the thing. I think you're already dead.
I think I just need a couple days to relax, and I'm actually going to be okay. It's not great now, but I'm going to need just a couple days, and I'll be fine.
You're either a 7 or a 10.
Oh, I think this is a 10.
This is a 10. It'd be actually, on the no, point.
9 or a 10.
Which one you won't?
You got a bad fever.
I'm actually going to be fine in a little while. It's not
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I'm feeling like maybe this is a 6, but he said dancing.
Yeah, he's hallucinating. He's saying he's going to be fine, but he's trying to hide it.
He's a hallucinating.
I'm going to go with a 9.
I'm going to go with a 7.
Damn.
I went a little too hard right off the bat. I'm sorry. I was like, what if...
turnover? He's so
I was like, what if it's a little sweat? It's what the guy did in the sketch. It was real good. So
I, no, like, I love
so
it.
Funny.
I was like, that's too much for what I rolled.
Like,
we got to take him out back.
Yeah.
We got no choice.
Well, no, you need those bullets for all the meat you can't carry back to the wagon.
Okay, so this is very, very fun.
This is a wild
Should
day.
We do a hot take?
Yeah.
Remember when we did hot take?
It was very fun.
Are we giving our own hot takes?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
Of that number. So, like, the theme is...
And this is where the other two guess, but...
Yes.
You get a number. We pick the category. You come up with a hot take of that heat level.
And then
and
you
it doesn't
guess.
Have to be one that you believe in.
Yeah.
It's just like a 1 is the coldest take possible, 10 is the hottest.
So it's not our own hot takes.
It doesn't have to be your own hot take. It just is a hot take on that subject.
Okay.
But you have to come up with a hot
You'll
take
see once
of
we
that
do it, I guess.
Level, right? So like...
What's the subject?
Let's see. dating? Or what about food?
Dating's cool.
Dating?
We've done a lot of food stuff.
Dating.
Like a dating hot take.
Hot takes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see if I do well. I don't know.
All right. You'll go first? Okay.
Shut your ears and your eyes.
All right, I'll shut my ears and my eyes.
My ear holes have been shut, just like animals underwater do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 9. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can open your eyes.
Okay. A dating hot take, and one you don't have to believe in, but... But
what is a hot take you don't believe in?
It just has to
like
be like
a sentence,
right? Like the hottest of hot takes would be like,
okay, here's a
people
hot
shouldn't
take.
Date.
Here's a hot
dating
take.
Is evil.
Women should date men that are uglier than them. It will last longer.
Okay.
And 10 being the hottest hot take.
Like that's the hottest of hot takes.
Damn, I would say like that's wild, but I think there's crazier. So I'd say like that's an 8.
Oh, see, I think that's like a 5. Because I think, I think a lot of people believe that. I think that's a take that I would see online.
I think I messed this one up.
You think that's a cold take? You think that's a 1?
So, it's actually, the number is 9.
I said
but,
8.
But
okay, he
you
said
8. But as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I think a lot of women think that, so it's not really that
I think
hot
that's,
of a take.
I don't think that's an insane...
I think it's actually a 5, but I was thinking it was high.
You,
whatever. Hey,
Damien said 8.
I felt like it was an 8. And that's that's just a random take, not something that you believe in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't actually believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope your husband doesn't watch the show.
Yeah. Kidding, my husband's beautiful.
H is
taller than you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
He's like 9'10".
Yeah.
I'm saying that because my friend's mom actually did say this to me years ago.
Wow.
She's like, I'm telling you girls got to start dating men that are uglier than you.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh, it's uglier, not shorter. Got it.
Dating advice from any parents is always the most insane thing you've ever heard.
Insane.
In your life.
Yeah.
It's rare that it's good.
From another generation at all is not.
Boomers'
great.
Dating advice is always like that.
Yeah. We have to do another hot take. We have to do a better hot take.
That was a great. I thought that was a good one.
I think you did a great job.
Guys.
What's a different category?
Steve.
One final one.
Yeah. One final hot take.
What's a good category? Any category. TV shows or movies.
TV shows or airplane etiquette or like traveling.
Okay, airplane etiquette. I like this.
Airplane etiquette.
Airplane hot takes. I could take it. Yeah. Okay.
You hot take it.
Spin it.
Okay, shut our
eyes. I'll hot take it. Shut your eyes.
Shut our eyes, Amanda. Shut our eyes.
Shut your eyes.
Shut both of our eyes.
Shut your eyes. And I'm not going to say, you don't have to close your ears because I'm...
Five.
Spin it one more time. Okay. I'm not going to say the number out loud so it doesn't... All right, so spin it one more time. Because what the hell?
It was four every time, huh?
All right.
Six.
I've got an idea. Here, let me find this and
four.
Does that work?
Spin it one more time. Just spin it one more time.
Does that work?
Nine.
Okay. Okay.
Can we open our eyes?
Yeah, you can open your eyes. Okay.
Airplane etiquette.
I think
hard
that airplanes should apply hockey rules, and if two people get in a fight, they shouldn't try to stop it until it goes to the ground.
Jesus. Okay, like, feels like a 10 or a 9.
I feel like for Shane this is a 6. I have a lot of airplane hot takes, so I feel like this is relatively tame.
Yeah?
Really? I think it's a 9. Or a 10.
I'd say 8.
I'm going to say 9.
Lock in your answers. It is a 9.
Wow! Woo!
10 would be like, I think passengers should be allowed to go up and fly the plane for a little bit.
Yeah. I do ask sometimes to sit on their lap very politely, the pilot, and they won't let me.
Come on.
I have a real airplane hot take that
Let's
I really
hear it.
Truly
okay,
believe.
This one's real.
This one's real. I think making the back of seat screens touchscreen is the dumbest fucking thing anyone could have done, because they put games on there and there's always some dipshit being like, I've never tried Candy Crush before, and I'm like getting jostled every time. I have had to turn around and like, unfortunately, like say to people, like to an entire family, like, hey guys, so sorry, would you mind being a little more gentle with the back of the seat? Like, I hate being that guy, but like, why would you build it in that someone's gonna jostle your seat?
That is terrible.
You're right. I never thought about
no one's ever really played a game that hard on the back of my head.
Like, I'm good at Sudoku.
I definitely was playing Yahtzee on one of the last flights I was on.
Wow.
And I had one of the best scores that they had. My favorite is, have you seen the post where someone was playing Battleship on their flight and the guy they were playing against was a couple rows ahead of them? So
ridiculous.
He saw his screen and was just clearing this
what?
Guy. It's brutal.
That's amazing. Brilliant.
Love that ship.
Wow. Okay, so this is the wheel game.
This is the wheel game. We need to refine it, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun.
I really liked the performance aspect of the wheel
game. It's a lot of fun.
You became Mrs. Commanderson.
Oh, I was.
I think it's a kind of new form of charades, right? Because it's okay, I know what the subject is. I just don't know to what degree.
Yes.
And that's hard to nail the exact number
on. I love it.
We are really good at it when we're doing it in pairs, too, where it's like, I remember we did like a breakfast version, and it was like an office prize version. Like, you win something at the office.
Yeah.
And it was a 4. And Tommy was like, okay, it's like a $50 gift card, but it's at a place where it's like $80 to actually like get a massage. And it's like,
that's such a good one.
It was so
like,
perfect.
Yeah. Like, Tommy's
it's
really
such
good.
A fun game.
Yeah. It's very fun.
Put in the comments if you guys have ideas about the wheel game, James.
Jonathan, you're free.
It's James.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Jonathan is free.
I couldn't get through my statement because we have a Mr. Chips number 2 in James. This bitch.
What I loved is we all looked and James did not look over yet. He was just kind of like.
Okay.
What are you eating there?
Famous Amos.
Oh,
Famous Amos.
Sweet boy just needed some cookies. All right. Mr. Chips number 2 has entered the chat. And also, guys, put in the comments ideas for the wheel game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get 3 more and put them on a box and go room?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Oregon Trail style. Okay.
Damien, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. This is, what can I say? I'm a big fan of the show. It's good to be back. Thanks for
having me. And when can we see your show?
Oh, it's probably out by the time this
All right. Out. Awesome.
But thank you. March 19th, only on Netflix.
JoJo's Bizarre
Adventure.
The first
episode premiere.
Okay. Bye,
bye,
guys.
Bye, guys.
Happy birthday.
I couldn't.
This was an unhinged episode.
A comment. And I just saw James like this.